Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, February 12th. A lot of people buy lingerie as Valentine's Day presents. Perhaps you're one of them. But this year, there's a good chance the country's largest and most well-known lingerie retailer might not be in your shopping plans. Yep, we're talking about Troubled Victoria's Secret. Its difficulties first started becoming apparent a few years ago. Mall traffic was dropping precipitously, and a host of body-positive competitors began posing serious threats to the one-time ruler of the industry. Today, though, those business problems, as serious as they are, pale in comparison to the brand's bigger issues. Namely, Victoria's Secret is in free fall on the back of scandal. You may recall that we reported on founder Les Wexner's close ties to Jeffrey Epstein, who was indicted for child sex trafficking last year. Epstein died in prison while awaiting trial. Well, early this month, things got even worse. The New York Times published an expose about Victoria's Secret. The article, headlined Angels in Hell, described a culture of misogyny, bullying, and retaliation. Numerous models and current and former employees came forward with accusations of sexual harassment and assault. The allegations include those made public earlier about Epstein, who had falsely posed as a Victoria's Secret model recruiter. But more than 30 women also detailed an unseemly list of incidents involving former president and chief marketing officer Ed Rozek. Rozek, the powerful force who built the annual Victoria's Secret fashion show into a phenomenon, left L Brands in August. The 71-year-old had worked there since 1983 and claimed to speak for Les Wexner. According to the Times, executives and others had filed repeated complaints about Rozek to the company's human resources department and to its board of directors to no avail. Using court documents and interviews with victims, the Times reported that Rozek tried to kiss women. He asked them to sit in his lap, reports said, and he allegedly touched at least one model's privates during a lingerie fitting. The story also detailed the actions of one of Victoria's Secret's star photographers. He allegedly pressured several models into posing nude and is said to have used their photos without consent or pay. According to the Times, not only did the company fail to act on the complaints, but it retaliated against several women. It fired some employees and sidelined models. In a statement, an L Brand spokesperson said the company is working on, quote, improving corporate governance, workplace, and compliance practices. The statement went on to say, quoting here, the company regrets any instance where we did not achieve this objective, close quote. The Times says the company did not refute any of the claims. Ed Rozek vehemently denied the allegations. Last week, a group of more than 100 models sent a letter to Victoria's Secret CEO John Mehas demanding that the company take meaningful action to protect models from abuse. They asked the brand to join the RESPECT program, founded by a professional association called the Model Alliance. Their program is designed to prevent abuse and to provide victims with an independent mechanism for making complaints free from retaliation. According to the models, Victoria's Secret refused to join RESPECT late last year when they first requested it. Less than a week before the Time story broke, press reports leaked that Les Wexner, who was 82, was considering retiring and putting Victoria's Secret up for sale. Given the onslaught of problems buffeting the brand, columnists for The Motley Fool say L Brands could struggle to sell the business. Annual earnings for 2019 haven't yet been reported, but Motley Fool contributor James Brumley says L Brand's 2019 operating income could be zero by the time it's reported. That despite the success of L Brand's other major chain, Bath & Body Works. Even prior to the sexual harassment allegations, younger customers had been flocking to rivals like Third Love and Aerie, Both brands stress comfort, independence, and inclusiveness. They position themselves as far away as possible from Victoria's Secret, whose message embodies an antiquated macho notion of what it means to be sexy. Third Love, Aerie, and other upstart undergarment companies have been growing, and for good reasons of their own, but also because, as Motley Fool's Brumley writes, the backlash against Victoria's Secret isn't passively dismissive of a company whose time has gone by. It's downright hostile. As he noted, last November, after the brand canceled its fashion show, plus-size model Jessica Leahy said, "I can't wait to dance on Victoria's Secret's grave." Les Wexner is one of the public market's longest-running CEOs. He first bought a few retail stores in Columbus, Ohio in 1963. A visionary, he built up the Limited, Express, and Victoria's Secret, among others. Today, Wexner must be asking himself whether he hung on too long and turned the other way far too often. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, take a second and share this episode with a friend, would you? Email, tweet, share it from your podcast app, send a carrier pigeon, whatever works. We certainly thank you. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.